Howdy, folks. Scientists advise now that you should never snub a mosquito. It may have the best blood in the whole neighborhood. I'm Pat Buttram, inviting you for a delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment. Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. And I think we can put this age down as the one where the picture window replaced the front porch. But if you ask me, it's a bad trade. A picture window is something you can look out of or through, but you can't sit on. That's where the front porch has it all over the picture window. There's no pastime more enjoyable than sitting on the front porch, watching the people pass by, exchanging a friendly greeting, maybe asking them to come in and sit for a spell. The front porch had another advantage, too. It was a good place for dogs to come in out of the rain, you know? Today, with the front porch out of style, there's an awful lot of wet dogs in this country. You know? I don't know which I miss most, though, the old front porch or the old attic they used to have with the creaky floor and the musty smell. And I guess in the summer I miss the porch more. Summer's the time to go places, meet new people, especially when you're young. So when that pretty girl comes visiting next door, or you meet a nice guy at the pool or the beach, offer your new friend some delicious double mint chewing gum, will you? It's a friendly, thoughtful way to start off a new friendship. Gives you something pleasant to talk about while you sort of get to know each other. And double mint costs so little, nobody will be reluctant to accept it. You try it. Friendly, sociable, double mint chewing gum. And now we have a song coming from Marion Morgan. What's it going to be, Marion?
Who's Sorry Now? Now, whose heart is aching for breaking each vow? Who's sad and blue? Who's crying too? Just like I cried over you. Right to the end, just like a friend.
Thank you, Marion. You know, I hate to take anything away from Hawaii now that it's been voted into the Union, but that's how kin folks are. They sort of pick away at you, you know. But you consider those grass skirts they got there. That hula hay was a 19th century import from Samoa, and it's now made in New Jersey, so they tell me. And the ukulele arrived in the Pacific Islands with the Portuguese. And it's now chiefly made in Pennsylvania. The pineapples were transplanted from Jamaica. A lot of things in Hawaii were imported, but there's three wonderful exceptions: the climate, the sea, and the land. Nothing so good as these could be originated anywhere else, I don't think. I sort of feel the same way about Double Mint. When you chew delicious Double Mint, you're enjoying a pure, wholesome treat that can do you a lot of good in a lot of healthful ways. Just as a for instance now, and chewing healthful Double Mint cleans your teeth, makes them look nicer. So be extra sure to chew Double Mint after every meal. And now I hope the Hallorans have a spiritual for us. How about that, Jack?
Coming right up, Pat, in that great getting up morning.
We're going to tell you about the coming of the Savior. Fare you well, fare you well. We're going to tell you about the coming of the Savior. Fare you well, fare you well.
When the Lord, he spoke to Gabriel.
Fare you well, fare you well.
Told him to look behind the altar.
Fare you well, fare you well.
He said, take down that silver trumpet.
Fare you well, fare you well.
Blow, Gabriel, blow the trumpet.
Fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning. Fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well.
Lord, how loud shall I blow the trumpet?
Fare you well, fare you well.
Just blow it calm and easy.
Fare you well, fare you well.
So you won't alarm my people.
Fare you well, fare you well.
Just call them to the judgment.
Fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well.
Now Gabriel, blow the trumpet.
Fare you well, fare you well.
Lord, how loud shall I blow the trumpet?
Fare you well, fare you well.
Like seven peals of thunder.
Fare you well, fare you well.
To wake up every living nation.
Fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, well, well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, well, well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, well, well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well.
Oh, that is tremendous, fellas. Now it's time for the Buttram bonus. Today's Buttram bonus is on how to clean out the garage. First, I put on a linen duster and set my dust cap at a rakish angle and grab a broom. Sweeping out the accumulated dirt is the easiest part of the job because the car isn't in the way. There's not room for it in our garage. But after I scoop up the dirt, I survey the assorted junk stacked along the walls and on the shelves. We had to put shelves in to have some place to store things we couldn't find room for on the floor. Now, right off, I can see something's wrong with the symmetry. So I take the stepladder that's leaning against the north wall and prop that against the south wall. It's much better. Should have been there all year, you know. Next, I put into one corner all such instruments of torture as the garden rake and the hoe and the spade, the sod pounder and the wheelbarrow. They make sort of a chamber of horrors. So I put a canvas cover over them. Out of sight, out of mind, I always say. On this shelf is a dog's medicine cabinet. Curry comb, vitamin capsules, dusting powder. Dogs have everything these days. At least ours does. Now, here's a stack of 10-year-old Better Homes and Gardens magazines. My wife says just dust them off. She wants them saved. Somewhere in there are plans for making a ballroom out of a smokehouse. And here are some ping pong paddles, mementos of my athletic days. You probably realize by now that we don't dispose of anything, just rearrange it. How do you accumulate and hang on to such items as old bookends, a black skillet with the wooden handle burned off, a flat iron, a dozen half-empty cans of assorted paint, empty flower pots, a bottle of turpentine, some paint and varnish thinner, broken bases for table lamps, not to mention old books, old pictures, and old hats. And here's a hooked rug. We got to keep that. Miss Buttram says it doesn't go with this house, but it may with the next one. And here's my Erector set. Just as I left it as a boy. Funny how things turn out, you know. I thought I was building a bridge, and it came out as an atom smasher. And look at all the baskets. Little ones with handles, big ones with handles, bigger ones with rudders underneath and all. You know, we used to think we heard noises in the garage. It must have been an itinerant basket weaver in there. Oh, well, I'm through cleaning out for another year. The important thing is we can get the car back in the garage now. And that's our Buttram bonus for today. Now here's Marion and Bill to sing. What's your duet, Mr. Kennedy?
Gee, but you're swell. I have no flowery words at my command to express my feeling for you. Though I'm no orator, you'll understand when I say in my own little way.
Gee, but you're swell. When I say swell, I mean you're lovely as well.
When I say lovely, I mean glorious too.
I'm mad about you.
You're about the grandest thing that I ever knew.
You've got just what it takes.
And I'll admit I get the luckiest breaks.
And I mean lucky, for what else could it be? When a boy like you loves me,
I mean it honestly, gee, but you're swell. Gee, but you're swell.
Well, you really are a couple of swells yourself there, Marion and Bill. That about winds things up for this week. We'll be back Monday, though, with whatever fresh entertainment we can gather over the weekend. Meantime, treat your family and your friends to delicious double mint chewing gum. They'll be pleased, and even when you're rushed and busy, it's easy to get a few extra packages for everyone to enjoy. There's always a friendly double mint dealer near you there. And it costs so little, too. Friendly, delicious, double mint chewing gum. Until Monday, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that the only good thing about having just one suit is you don't have to remember to change your wallet if you've got one. Goodbye now.
This is the CBS Radio Network. KNX.